Millions of families have fallen in love with themselves on their skylight frames, with close to 2 million frames sold across 34 countries and over 675 million photos and videos shared. What? Skylight frame is a tried and true way to stay connected with family and friends. So this holiday season, give the gift that keeps on giving. Memories. Whether it's for grandparents who adore seeing the grandkids' latest antics, or a friend who loves capturing every moment, the skylight frame is the perfect gift to bring joy and connection into any home. And a really fun thing you could do with it is use it in gift mode. Make it the ultimate surprise. You could preload it with your favorite photos before gifting the frame. And then when the person who gets the frame plugs it in, they'll see all those special memories ready for immediate enjoyment. I love things when they're ready for immediate enjoyment. This is better than any other way to share photos, right? You could have your long text message chains where you're trying to find the right photo or you don't look at them enough. Do you know the Skylight Frame can hold up to 8,000 photos with 8 gigabytes of space, and satisfaction is guaranteed? We're confident you'll love Skylight. They offer free 120-day returns. Wow. And for a limited time, get 20% off your purchase off a Skylight Frame when you go to ca.skylightframe.com/hockey. That's right. To get 20% off your Skylight Frame, just go to ca.skylightframe.com/hockey. That's ca.skylightframe.com/hockey.
What's up, everybody? Welcome to another episode of Elon's Matchup Maximizer, a podcast presented by Kevin Carlson, where I, Elon Dubrovsky, take a look at next week's NHL schedule to try to recommend the top teams we should be targeting for our streaming in our head-to-head matchups. By streaming, of course, I mean we are having our couple last roster spots on our teams where it's not players we're keeping all season long. These are the spots that we churn every single week, multiple times through matchups to get those players, to give us those extra games, to give us the edge. And so we're going to want to look at which teams will have the most games and preferably on off days. We don't, no point adding a player on a busy day where they're not going to fit into your lineup anyway. We're looking now at the week of December 16th to 22nd. And this is a pretty good week for streaming. There's no like crazy busy days like today. I'm recording this on Saturday, December 14th. It's around 8:48. Still a lot of hockey to be played tonight. But as I record this, you know, almost all the teams are playing today. This would have been a tough day for streaming. Next week, December 16th to 22nd, the busiest day is Saturday. Only 22 teams playing though. So it's maybe even possible that you can fit someone in. That's like borderline. Tuesday is the next busiest with 20 teams playing. Thursday is the next busiest with 18. And then you're definitely going to be able to fit any streamer in that plays Monday, Wednesday, Friday, or Sunday. So let's take a look at who we can be targeting for next week. Obviously, we want to get the players on teams that play a lot, but also hopefully players that are going to do well and who are actually available for you to get. And of course, there are people listening in all kinds of leagues, deep, shallow. So I'll try to give you a sampling of all of them. The best schedule next week clearly goes to the Florida Panthers. They play four times, Monday, Wednesday, Friday, Sunday, all the light days. No chance that you have to worry about any conflicts with anyone. You're going to be able to fit in any Panther that you add. And the Panthers are an interesting team right now because they're coming off a loss to Vancouver, and I'm recording this. I wish I could have done this a little bit later because they're going to be playing tonight at 10 p.m., and I have a feeling that we'll get some updated lines because they did lose that last game against Vancouver. But tonight, Florida plays against Calgary, and I'm just going to for now assume that the lines going into next week are going to be the same as they were in the last game. But as we know, for a four-game stream, anything can change. But in that game against Vancouver, they were rolling with Barkov, Reinhardt, Verhaeghe on one line, and then Bennett, Matthew Tkachuk, and Evan Rodriguez. Really, it's that sixth player in the top six. There's been Jesper Boqvist playing with Matthew Tkachuk a little bit at times. There was that stretch with injuries. Anton Lundell got up there and was doing really well. But I think at this point, Evan Rodriguez, we come back to him, and he's been a streamer for like a couple years now. Just when the Panthers, he's not a guy you hold, but when the Panthers have a good schedule, four games from Evan Rodriguez, there's a very decent chance you're going to get something. I'm looking at the game log for this season. He had nothing for the first like 8 games. I don't know what happened there. But after that, like, it's very rare to find a stretch of 3+ games with nothing. And yeah, right now we're on a stretch actually going into today's game where Rodriguez is on a 3-game pointless streak, though he did have 5 shots against the Canucks. Before that, though, 4 games ago, 1 goal, 1 assist, and 3 shots against Philly. So I feel like if you're playing with Matthew Tkachuk, anything can happen. Go get Evan Rodriguez, and I have a feeling he's going to get you at least a couple points in those 4 games. And again, you might think, oh, 2 points in 4 games, that's nothing. But you don't think of it that way. Think of it like if you were streaming someone who only plays 3 games and they gave you 2 points, that would be pretty good. And at the end of the day, points are points. So you get more kicks of the can to try to get a big game out of Evan Rodriguez. So I think he's a pretty good streamer. As we go through, I'll let you know if there's anyone else that I'd be targeting. Aside from him, then it gets tough. Like, there's not really anyone super enticing here. Maki Samoskevich gets some power play time, so maybe that could be something. And he's had, you know, a couple decent games. Like, a couple games ago against Seattle, Samoskevich had 6 shots. I think one day he's going to be a big name on this team. But yeah, I think that he's probably not the person I would be rushing to target. Maybe then I would be looking at someone else from a different team where they can get 3 games from. You look on defense. Aaron Ekblad's now on the top power play, so it's not even like your random like Balinski's or I don't know, Boakvist or someone that you might be able to get, and you never know if you can luck into a power play assist or something. That's not really the situation here. Ekblad is rostered in 62% of leagues. You're looking at, I guess, Evan Rodriguez, or you can go Anton Lundell, who I think is like one of the more talented players on the team, but he's playing a bottom 6 role, hasn't done anything in a while. I wouldn't be surprised if you get a point or two out of Anton Lundell if you're in a, you know, super deep league and you're desperate, then I'd go for him. But I'd go Erod and hope that he sticks with Matthew Tkachuk. So that is the stream from Florida. The other team that plays 4 times and not touching any of the busy days is the Colorado Avalanche. They do play Thursday, which has 18 teams playing, so it is possible you have a conflict. Probably not. Depends on, obviously, what your league is looking like, what your roster settings are. But yeah, Colorado plays Monday, and then Thursday, Friday, Sunday. So it could be a thing where you're listening to this, you hear about an Av that you want to add. I don't know. Maybe you get someone who plays Monday, Wednesday, and then swap, get an extra game out of it. But if you just want to lock in your 4 Colorado Avalanche games, they're a team that scores a lot of goals, but also a team that's very widely rostered in fantasy leagues. It's not so easy to get a Colorado player that's going to do something that's available actually in free agency. If you're looking at players that are over 50% rostered, I see Nathan MacKinnon, Rantanen, Makar, Taves, Nichushkin, Lehkonen. I don't think you're getting any of those guys. If you can, get any of them. Okay, anyway, well, you know, Devon Taves actually has been like hot and cold, but for a week like this, I would definitely jump on him, and he's on a bit of a run now. 3 points in his last couple of games, played 27 minutes, almost 28 minutes in that 4-1 loss to Utah. I have a feeling Colorado's going to be coming out strong tonight as I record this against Nashville. That game starts at 9 p.m. I'm missing some of the big games. A lot of the big teams are playing later today, so who knows what could happen. Obviously, make sure to check your gamedaytweets.com, check the game log, check Frozen Pool to see who ended up as the Lions and see if anything stood out to you. But yeah, it's a good schedule for next week. Who are we going to target on Colorado? Well, I would look into the top 6. So in the last game against Utah anyways, it was MacKinnon, Rantanen, and Arturi Lehkonen as the top line. If somehow you're in a super shallow league and Lehkonen is out there, that's easy. That's 100%. There were some power play lines dropped today in Colorado's practice, and that had Ross Colton on the top power play. MacKinnon, Rantanen, Mittelstadt, Colton, and Makar. So I guess spreading things around. Valeri Nichushkin, I said it once he got there, he wasn't going to leave, but I guess after a 4-1 loss, you got to try something. So Mittelstadt and Ross Colton are guys that, you know, Mittelstadt has been especially disappointing. He's done nothing for so long. This would be the time to jump on him, I think. I mean, he's been actually on the top power play for a lot and hasn't done anything. But for a 4-game week, that's the kind of week where I would take someone like Mittelstadt and hope he does something. And Ross Colton, you know what? Like, since he's come back from his injury, nothing too exciting. He had 1 goal in 4 games. But I like this opportunity. So I think those are 2 guys you could definitely target if they are available to you. Sam Girard, I should mention, has, you know, gotten assists now and then. I wouldn't be surprised if he gets you a couple of assists in that 4-game week. So he would be someone to look at, though it's hard to target anyone else since the rest of the forwards are all pretty nothing. Kovalenko is out of the picture for whatever it's worth. So you really have a top six. And then once you get to the bottom six, and I've mentioned everyone now, did I mention the second line, Nichushkin, Mittelstadt, Ross Colton? So that's why I'm saying Mittelstadt and Colton are interesting, could be available. Top six and top power play, at least for one game. That probably won't last for the whole thing. I wouldn't expect Ross Colton to hold top power play. And I've assumed Nichushkin bumps someone as well. Okay. That's Colorado. There's no one in the bottom six. I was going to say Logan O'Connor, Parker Kelly, Joel Kiviranta, Chris Wagner, Giovanni Smith, Ivan Ivan. Those are the names of the players in the bottom six for Colorado, at least in that last game against Utah. So I think I've pretty much told you all the people that you could care about there. And again, the ones that might be available to you would be your Ross Colton, Casey Mittelstadt, and potentially Sam Girard. If you could use a D, maybe Girard could be someone you hold, though. You'd have to be in a pretty deep league to want to hold Girard, I think, all season long. But he's been okay. He hasn't been too bad. And Colorado does score a lot of goals. So, yeah, those are the two teams. Oh, and I guess I'd be remiss to say, if somehow Mackenzie Blackwood is available to you, he's rostered now in 55% of Yahoo leagues, definitely jump on him. Colorado didn't trade for him to not play him. I know Wedgwood has been okay, but I think Blackwood is going to be your starter. So that's not a streaming thing. Like, we're going to talk about it on the Sunday show. This is us pause the pod and go grab Mackenzie Blackwood ASAP. And I would question how serious your league is if Blackwood is still out there in free agency. I know he's not the most proven guy in the whole world, but he seems to be pretty solid. And we've seen less capable goalies. I'm looking at you, Georgiev, be like a top five fantasy goalie at times just because of playing on this like behemoth Colorado Avalanche team. So there you go. There's Florida. There's Colorado. Those are your clear top two schedules. We still have a bunch of other teams playing four times, a bunch of other teams playing on three off days. So we'll get to them in just a sec.
Don't you love that communal feeling as you're walking into a hockey arena knowing that you are all about to experience a hockey game together with a bunch of strangers wearing mostly the same jersey depending on where and when and who you're seeing? I like that feeling too. And listen, it's easy to get that feeling when you buy your tickets with Game Time. Game Time has a new feature too called Game Time Picks that makes getting tickets to see your favorite teams play live even easier. They'll filter out the fluff to show you only incredible deals on great seats, so you don't have to waste time searching through thousands of tickets. I'm looking on my Game Time app right now, and I can actually just look at all the Sens games coming up. Penguins, Rangers, Bruins, with pictures showing me where each seat is located, and all in prices available to me too. What more could I ask for? The seat views are amazing. You get like this panoramic view from your seat in the app before you buy. They also give you the lowest price guarantee, or Game Time will credit you 110% of the difference. That's called giving it 110%. Take the guesswork out of buying tickets with Game Time Picks. Download the Game Time app, create an account, and use code THPN for $20 off your first purchase. Terms apply. Again, create an account and redeem code THPN for $20 off. Download Game Time today. What time is it? Game Time.
The 2024-25 NHL season still has that new car smell, and the action is heating up at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NHL. It's super easy for first-timers to get started at DraftKings Sportsbook. Try betting on something simple, like picking a team to win. You can also pick on a player to score a goal. You can bet on a whole bunch of things. And if you're new to DraftKings, listen up. New customers bet $5 to get $150 in bonus bets if your bet wins. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app now and use code THPN. That's code THPN. HPN stands for the Hockey Podcast Network, for new customers to get $150 in bonus bets if your bet wins when you bet just $5. Only on DraftKings, the crown is yours.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY-467-369. In Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly. On behalf of Boot Hill Casino and Resort in Kansas, 21 and over, age and eligibility varies by jurisdiction. Void in Ontario. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. For additional terms and responsible gaming resources, see dkng.co/ice.
Welcome back. Lots of teams still to get to, so let's dive right in here. I'm going to go next to the Vancouver Canucks, who have a pretty good schedule for next week. Definitely you'll need to check, but if you can fit in Thursday and even potentially Saturday, you can get a Monday, Wednesday, Thursday, Saturday. I love a Monday, Wednesday, Thursday. If you can get that Thursday game, that's three games in 4 days. You want to take a look at the Canucks. The question just becomes, who are you going to add from the Canucks? That is a little bit tricky, especially with JT Miller back. It's pushed some people down. Pugh Suter was on a good run. Now he becomes a lot less appealing. The lines for today, this is a game that hasn't happened yet, but the Canucks are going to be playing the Bruins at 10, the lowly Boston Bruins, weird to say. The lines in practice today have Elias Pettersson with Jake DeBrusk and Kiefer Sherwood back in your top six, and then JT Miller centering Brock Besser and Nils Höglander. So the names that might be available to you that you'll want to look at are Kiefer Sherwood, who went super cold for a while, but did score two goals in his last four games, still like hitting like crazy. He's not available to if you're in your categories league with hits, because there's a chance. Or if you're in a points league where hits are worth more, like the Keeping Carlson Ultimate Patriot Fantasy League, hits aren't worth so much. Enough, though, probably to at this point have him be worth holding just for that floor and hoping for a goal or an assist once in a while. But you're going to get a better chance of a goal or an assist if he's playing on the top line. So Kiefer Sherwood, very interesting. And then Nils Höglander, I like playing with Miller and Besser. I don't love someone who is as ice cold as Höglander. He hasn't had a point in... Jeez, he hasn't had a point since November 2nd. Let's see if he can end the year with a point in these last couple months. But yeah, it's not looking good. So it's hard to recommend him, but it is a good spot. So I guess that's your super deep league consideration. Monday, Wednesday, Thursday. How can you be playing with Miller and Besser and not get a point in three games? So probably not someone to target, honestly. Like it's the kind of thing where like I'd love to say it because I'll sound so smart if I'm right, but like I don't feel it. The top power play, you're probably not going to get any of these guys in the last game. You know, if you got Pettersson, DeBrusk, Besser, Miller, and Hughes, and they're probably all taken. So probably your best bet at this point. Sad. I don't know. I don't want to recommend Höglander. Sherwood's probably taken in the majority of leagues. No one else is really doing anything. Pugh Suter's the only one doing stuff, but now, you know, pointless in his last two. Not surprising because these are games with JT Miller back. I expect that to continue. So, sorry, yeah, you might just be a little bit out of luck here with a great schedule and probably no one appealing. You know, Filip Hronek would sometimes be out there for people, but he's injured. No defenseman has really stood up in his absence. I was wondering if Brännström might do something. He's been scratched for games. No one else does anything. So, yeah, sad. I wanted to give you something. I don't have it. Sorry. Let's go to the Washington Capitals next. Nice little Monday, Tuesday, and then Friday, Sunday. So get those first couple games. Then you're going to have a couple off days at the end of the week, so you could reassess after you see how those first two games go to see if it's worth holding for three quiet days to get then those two off day games at the end of the week. Washington is playing against the Buffalo Sabres today. The Lions, they started the game with Strom, with McMichael, and Taylor Radish. He's still there. I knew he was there. I didn't realize he was getting a top line spot. Jeez, that could be something. Let's take a look about how he's been doing. But then they had second line Protas, Dubois, and Tom Wilson. There's definitely some guys there that might be available in your league that I would take a look at, especially because we've got some players on some pretty nice hot streaks here. Yeah, you're probably not at this point getting a Dylan Strome or a Connor McMichael or a Tom Wilson. But after that, a lot of guys might be available. Pierre-Luc Dubois, by the way, only rostered in 18% of leagues on Yahoo. I know a lot of people in Kakupful were talking about how Dubois was dropped. Dubois was dropped in my division. I wish I jumped in. He's been really good lately. Pointless so far after two periods against Buffalo, but riding a three-game point streak going into today's game. Alexei Protas playing with Dubois and Wilson on a great run. He had two straight multi-point games going into today. So far, no points, but four shots after two periods versus Buffalo. A lot of shots from Alexei Protas. You love to see it. He's definitely something. He would be my top. Ooh, Dubois versus Alexei Protas. Who would I want? Actually, I was going to say Protas because I love those shots. You know me. I love the shots. I would probably still go Dubois as the more likely full season hold, but I like both of them. I like both of them more than Evan Rodriguez, I'll say. So those would be your two top streamers of the week, I think, and clearly maybe even more than like a Ross Colton or a Mittelstadt. I would definitely jump on Dubois or Protas if you can get one of them, especially because there's potential long-term hold upside. Also with those Colorado guys, there might be. Then who else has been doing well lately? Nobody too much. Yeah, Taylor Radish, by the way, I'll mention. He did get himself an assist a couple games ago. He did take six shots also versus Columbus. No points and no shots so far after two periods against Buffalo. I really just don't think that top line spot will hold. Who will get it instead? That's actually a fun question. Mangiapane? Do people even recall that? Remember when Mangiapane was a thing? He's been on Washington. He hasn't done anything all season long, so that's a shame. He's definitely not someone I would target, especially if he's in the bottom six. Maybe take a look to see who gets that top six spot on Washington. Maybe something interesting could happen there. Of course, the most interesting thing would be Alex Ovechkin rejoining the team and shaking up those lines, and then you'll just want whoever is playing with Ovi. But for now, yeah, Protas and Dubois would be the clear targets. If you want to grab a defenseman, I know Rasmus Sandin is out there in some leagues. Not doing much lately, but he does play decent minutes, kind of, 18 to 20 minutes a game. Maybe even not. I don't know. He jumps out a little bit. Matt Roy had a couple of games in a row with an assist. So if you really want, but you know, at this point, there's maybe better players to go for. But yeah, if you want a defenseman, there's a couple decent okay ones on Washington. But yeah, a couple forwards that are especially appealing with their low percent rostered on Yahoo. Next up, one more team that plays four times and gives you three off-day games, and that would be the Edmonton Oilers, who play Monday, Thursday, and then Saturday, Sunday. So similar to Colorado, except Colorado had the Friday, Sunday. So it's equal if Saturday is open to you. But like I said, 22 teams playing on Saturday, so could go either way, depending on your league and your set situation. With Edmonton, so they're coming off a big win today against the Vegas Golden Knights. I just had Leon Draisaitl destroying me goal after goal. Like, just, I traded away Leon Draisaitl. Like, I'm never going to get over this. He's too good. He's too good. One goal, two assists, five shots for Leon Draisaitl, the guy who's supposed to not even shoot that much. Led the team in shots, of course. Who is available to you? Well, who did something in this game? Connor Brown had a goal and an assist. Let's check out what the lines were in this game. So Draisaitl, Kasperi Kapanen, Podkolzin, and then McDavid, Hyman, and Nugent Hopkins. Yeah, Connor Brown scoring with Corey Perry over there, which is something you're probably not going to see too often. Corey Perry scored a goal. Actually, Connor Brown's goal was assisted by Draisaitl and Podkolzin. So if Kasperi Kapanen got bumped for Connor Brown, that's something to watch. You want someone playing with Draisaitl, although it's not like Podkolzin has been doing too much. But yeah, that's the kind of person that you may be streaming. Though I don't think I would jump on a Connor Brown or a Podkolzin or a Kasperi Kapanen like on Monday. I think like come Thursday, I would consider it. If you can fit the Thursday, Saturday, Sunday, get the three games in 4 days. I don't think any of these names are like exciting enough to get the early Monday game. I think you could do better. And if you lose out, it's not that big of a deal. Jeff Skinner is on this team, and he did score a goal in this game at the start of the third period. Jeff Skinner playing with Adam Henrique and Matias Janmark. You know, that's someone that could jump back into the top six, or even if not, he does have a little bit of scoring touch. Jeff Skinner, we've seen it in the past. He's scored, that's his second goal in five games. I wouldn't be surprised if in a four-game week you get one goal from Jeff Skinner. So he's got to time it right. But again, I wouldn't jump on him on the Monday necessarily. But I do, three games in 4 days, I think I'll rank them. Well, the thing is, we don't know what the lines are going to be come Thursday. But give me whoever's playing with Draisaitl as my top picks. So be it Connor Brown, be it Podkolzin, and then I'd throw Jeff Skinner if he's, you know, on the third line. That's still something, and always the possibility that he can jump up at some point. So there's the Oilers. That takes us through now all of the teams that play four times and have three off-day games. I'm calling the off-day games the non-Tuesday or Saturday, where there's 20 and 22 teams playing. But again, like, it's so hard to tell this week. You really need to be pausing the pod, setting your roster, and coming back knowing where your actual openings are, because there's a bunch of other teams that play four times. You might be able to just fit anyone from any of these teams and get four games out of them. So it doesn't matter. And there still are some more teams playing four times. So how about I just go through them quickly? So we've already mentioned Colorado, Edmonton, Florida. Next up, Los Angeles Kings. Here's a guy that I'm just going to throw out there, and I don't know what to do with him, but Quinton Byfield is supposed to be awesome. He has not been, though. Today, one goal, one assist, three shots, and the 5-1 win over the Rangers. Is this the start of something, or is it just a blip that happens to even bottom six nobodies? Who knows, right? Byfield was playing today with Tanner Jeannot and Warren Fogle. I guess you'd call that the third line. Not especially exciting. Byfield was on the top power play with Kopitar, Fiala, Kempe, and Brant Clark. I like that deployment. How long has he had that top power play since they've gone back to four forwards? Yeah, it looks like over for a lot of games recently, Byfield's been over 50%. So I think that give it a shot, right? LA plays Tuesday, Thursday, Saturday, Sunday. I'm putting him down. I'm putting him down as one of my streamers, okay? I like those Washington guys better. And then I guess Evan Rodriguez I'd probably go for first. But if you could fit all four games, now's the time, I think, to take a shot on Quinton Byfield. Hope that, you know, he could start turning things around here. I like top power play. If you can't get Byfield, or if you just don't want to stomach it because he's been so extra cold, a couple guys doing a bit more. So Alex Laferriere has cooled off quite a bit. He's down to 39% rostered on Yahoo. Still getting a point every couple games on average here. So he's a pretty solid bet. He was playing with Fiala and Phil Deneau. And speaking of that line, Phil Deneau is always, I think, solid enough. And he scored a goal today against the Rangers, took three shots. So yeah, I think I would try out Byfield ahead. Well, probably no. Okay, I'd go Laferriere first just because he's been having a good season. Then Byfield, and then give me Phil Deneau. And then Warren Fogle, if you really want to go with a king. So that's another four-game team. You got the Ottawa Senators, same schedule, Tuesday, Thursday, Saturday, Sunday. Is it a rule that anytime Ottawa has a good schedule now, we have to just mention Adam Gaudette? Like, I can't not if he's playing with Stützle and Claude Giroux. He slowed down a little bit, as we knew he would. He did have an assist today against Pittsburgh. That game is still ongoing. It's 1-0. But yeah, if you're playing with Giroux and especially Stützle, and actually, sorry, it's 2-1 now for Ottawa. I was looking at some outdated data here, but Shabbat scored from Giroux and Gaudette. It's going to happen. You're playing in the top six. Then the next goal was Batherson from Shabbat and Josh Norris, so you're not going to be able to get any of those guys. With Ottawa, it's mainly Adam Gaudette or nothing. Like, okay, so there is Shane Pinto, who I mentioned last week, by the way, as someone who I wish I could recommend, and I feel like he's a good player and he'll do something at some point. He did finally score two goals against Carolina. Trev told me that I sort of like talked around him, but didn't actually recommend him. I'll probably do that again here. I think that let me put it this way. If you ever see that the lines get shaken up and Pinto is in the top six, you run and grab him. If he got the Adam Gaudette spot, go get him, because he would do better than Adam Gaudette is doing, and Gaudette's doing like pretty decently. But yeah, aside from those guys, Nick Jensen had himself a game also against Carolina. He had a goal and an assist. Man, that Ottawa-Carolina game on that Friday was like the only game of the day. I think a lot of people, when they were deciding on their streams for the week, were targeting players on those teams because it's been a weird schedule this week. And that was like a clear game that you're going to get, you know, someone from. And I feel like a lot of people added a lot of Ottawa and Carolina players. I added Eric Robinson. My opponent added Jack Roslovic. Neither of them did anything. It was all Shane Pinto and Nick Jensen. But I think, yeah, I would say that Adam Gaudette is your Ottawa streamer that might be available to you. That would be the most clear person to go for. And then I just have a hunch at some point Shane Pinto will continue what he just did with those two goals. But the opportunity just isn't there to bank on it. Another team playing four times next week is your Seattle Kraken. That is a great team for streaming from because no one is rostered on this team. It's just Montour, Dunn, McCann, and then everyone else is 20% rostered or less. The players that are looking good right now on Seattle that I would be targeting are definitely Oliver Bjorkstrand, who is on a very nice run, just scored two goals against Boston on Thursday. He's playing today against Tampa Bay at 10 p.m., so I'm not going to have the result for you in this podcast episode. Shane Wright continues to do pretty well. He had two assists in that game against Boston. Before that, he had a three-game point streak that was broken in one pointless game against Florida, but Shane Wright really turning it on. The lines, by the way, I should mention, Bjorkstrand's been playing with Shane Wright. Not surprising, they're doing well together. And the third has been Eli Tolvanen, who's also looking good. So I think just give me a piece of that line as the next best guys after the three that you're not going to get anyways. So that's Bjorkstrand first. Then actually I'll go Tolvanen, then Shane Wright. Tolvanen just gives you a bit more of the peripherals, which I like. Then You know, Matty Beniers actually looking good lately, so I'll take it. I don't know how long it's going to last. Beniers was playing with Tanev and Jaden Schwartz, but I think I'd go Beniers or Jaden Schwartz, I guess, as my next level stream after that line of Bjorkstrand, Tolvanen, and Shane Wright. Schwartz had a run, then went a little cold, but he did score a goal in that game against Boston, took five shots. Before that, it was two really quiet games, including a cardio session and then a game where he had just a single block. So maybe it's going to be a little bit on or off with Jaden Schwartz, like all or nothing. But I think he's pretty good. But yeah, I would take that Bjorkstrand line ahead of Schwartz. And then like Schwartz and Beniers, honestly, flip a coin. Maybe I'd go Schwartz just because he shoots more. And you know, that's the thing that gets me going a little bit here. But yeah, that covers every team that plays four times. There still are some other teams that play three times that might have a decent schedule for you. But I guess I can't be recording this all day. But let's say you get to Wednesday and you still have moves left at that point. Anaheim goes Wednesday, Friday, Sunday. So that could be pretty good. But yeah, to recap, if you can add anyone, then give me someone from that Bjorkstrand line. Give me Protas or Dubois over on Washington. Like I said, give me Byfield, who just for the hope that he can turn into something like how amazing he was last year. So give me Byfield on LA. I think those would be my top streamers of guys that are likely available to you in a lot of leagues. And then Evan Rodriguez, if you could really, you know, if you're not going to be able to fit a Tuesday or a Saturday, then, you know, getting that Monday, Wednesday, Friday, Sunday from Florida, a guy playing with Matthew Tkachuk, can't go wrong with Evan Rodriguez. Well, you can, but I think he'll do something, I would predict. Hope you like this episode of Matchup Maximizer. I'll be back with another one next week. In the meantime, make sure you're subscribed to Keeping Carlson to get the mega show I'm going to do with Brian tomorrow. So much to cover, including, I mean, geez, like so much has happened in the league. We have a Cam Fowler trade and a lot more significant things, of course. So we'll get into all of everything of significance tomorrow. Then you'll have a couple short shifts. So yeah, you just got to be subscribed wherever you get your podcasts to make sure you don't miss anything that's going to give you an edge in your fantasy leagues. And hopefully you actually like enjoy the shows also. It's not only for utility. Hopefully you're actually getting a little bit of enjoyment here. But yeah, good luck everyone with the rest of your week coming up. There's a few games on Sunday. Tomorrow I might be streaming someone in. I don't know if I really want to mention who because my opponents in Tier 3 Lee Youngbee might be listening. But yeah, it'll depend. I really need a big night tonight. I was ahead by a whole lot. And then this Draisaitl game, I was playing against the person who I traded Draisaitl to, by the way. And all of a sudden this matchup is super close. I do have my big three, top three picks. Well, Pasternak wasn't my pick, but I guess he's substituting as that. All playing tonight in the late games. I've got Pasternak, Gensel, and Barkov all playing late tonight. So I'm going to need them all to go off. You'll know when you listen to this whether that worked out for me or not. Have a great rest of your matchup and talk to you all soon. Bye.